Today, the Kansas Board of Regents gave final approval to a strict new policy on what its employees can say on social media. Critics say it violates the First Amendment and academic freedom. Peggy Lowe of member station KCUR reports on the controversial policy that was triggered by an equally controversial tweet.
That tweet was posted last September by David Guth, an associate journalism professor. Reacting to a lone gunman killing 12 people at the Washington Navy Yard, he wrote, "The blood is on the hands of the NRA. Next time, let it be your sons and daughters." Guth was placed on administrative leave after an outcry by the public and lawmakers.
Well, I was outraged, actually.
That's Representative Travis Kocher Lovelady, a member of the Kansas House and a member of the National Rifle Association. He supports the Board of Regents' new policy to place parameters on professors.
Look, you have freedom of speech, but you can't go this far. So I think having a clear understanding between faculty and the Board of Regents on what's acceptable and what's not is better for everyone involved.
The new policy says faculty and staff may not say anything on social media that would incite violence, disclose confidential student information, or release protected data. But it also says staffers are barred from saying anything, quote, contrary to the best interests of the university. Critics say the broad nature of the guidelines would offer administrators enormous latitude in firing people, even those with tenure. Will Creeley of the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education says it is one of the most restrictive social media policies in the country.
I mean, we have a First Amendment to protect controversial statements like Professor Goose. We don't have it to protect pictures of kittens posted on Facebook. If you punish a student or a professor for a clearly protected speech, you send a message to everyone else on campus that you better watch what you say.
All of this has to be taken into account in the context of a very, very conservative Kansas legislature that has very little sympathy, I think, for higher education.
That's KU political science professor Burdette Loomis, who says the regents are scared of Kansas lawmakers who hold the university's purse strings. And the board is appointed by the governor, conservative Republican Sam Brownback. Loomis scrolls down his Facebook page to recall the reaction he posted last December when the regents first announced a new policy was in the works.
Okay, here we go. This is right when it came out. Unbelievably broad and vague set of policies. Perfect example of using a nuclear weapon to destroy a gnat of a pseudo-problem.
Chair of the Board of Regents Fred Logan dismissed that controversy about the policy as ludicrous. When it was finalized at today's meeting, he defended the new policy and even claimed it would shore up academic freedom by creating more specific guidelines.
In many respects, the work that has been done has really focused on lifting up academic freedom as a core principle for the Kansas Board of Regents. Now, that may sound funny, but if you look in our policy manual, there's really not much in there about that.
And the professor who triggered the policy, David Guth, spent this semester on a sabbatical in far western Kansas. But he's still talking. For the last several months, his personal blog has read, "How can a guy talk to students about social media if he doesn't participate in the online discussion?" For NPR News, I'm Peggy Lowe in Kansas City.